From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If you hadn't heard, amid the din of COVID-19 stories, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement has now been given final approval by the Canadian Parliament. Lawmakers in the Canadian House of Commons decided to pass USMCA before taking a five-week break due to concerns related to coronavirus. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says USMCA is a great victory for America's ag industry. USMCA was signed into law by President Trump on January 29th. The USDA is standing up a new team of staffers that will lead a department-wide effort focused on serving beginning farmers and ranchers. To institutionalize support for beginning farmers and ranchers and to build upon prior agency work, the 2018 Farm Bill directed USDA to create a national coordinator position and state-level coordinators for the Farm Service Agency, Natural Resources Conservation Service, Risk Management Agency, and Rural Development. Sarah Campbell was selected as the national coordinator. Preventing the spread of African swine fever remains National Pork Producers Council's top domestic priority as they work with Congress on appropriations so funding is available to protect the U.S. swine herd. As part of the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, NPPC is advocating for funding the National Animal Health Laboratory Network at its $30 million authorized level. NPPC's other priorities include funding for additional U.S. Customs and Border Protection ag inspectors.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.